views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to Hardcore Christianity. Tucson, Flagstaff, hello. This is Brother Mike, back on Hardcore. Time for another hard-hitting Bible study today. Expect a miracle from God. Expect a miracle from God. How do I get a miracle from God? People are dying to get miracles from God. How do I get one today on Hardcore? Would you do me a favor and pick up your phone and call somebody and tell them the radio program's on while I make a couple of announcements? I'll get through them as quickly as I can. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. You can go there and register for the free seminar. It's on November 29th, which is a Saturday, the last Saturday of November. Our Saturday a couple of weeks ago at the Ramada Inn was a booming success. The people were eating up the material on demons, devils, and the spirit world. Have you ever wondered how the spirit world actually works? Find out for free November 29th at the House of Healing at 11 o'clock. Go to the website and sign up for the seminar. Limited seating is available. Limited seating available. Encore presentation of this seminar from the Ramada Inn. It was interesting. You will not want to miss it, particularly if you are a pastor or a minister. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 23 years in the Phoenix area. If you need counseling and you cannot afford it, you can get those services for free by calling the ministry number, 602-636-5800, 636-5800, very easy number to remember. FamilyValuesRadio.net carries this program on the internet right now all over the world. May God richly bless you. I will be teaching out of the Greek New Testament Sunday night at 6 o'clock at the House of Healing on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road and west of the 51 Freeway. Sunday night at 6 o'clock, I will see you there. Amen. How do you get a miracle from God? Have you ever wondered that? It's so hard in America to get a miracle. Very hard. It really is, isn't it? If you took a poll of people in every church around Maricopa County in the morning, if you said, now, how many of you are sick and need to be healed? You got something wrong with your body, you're ill. How many people need to be healed? 70, 80, 90% of the people in the whole congregation would raise their hand. It's almost impossible to get a miracle from God anymore, and nobody really understands why. You will after today, okay? I understand why. I see 2 to 6 people a day healed and delivered from demons at the House of Healing. 636-5800. Please call for a free consultation and counseling today. Would you do that? If you need a miracle, please call, make that call. If you can't make that call and you're listening in Australia over the internet right now in this program, you do not need to see me. You can get a miracle from God's holy word. But how do you do it? How in the world do you actually get a miracle? It's tough, but there's a key to it, and I'm going to give it to you today. There's a key to getting miracles from God. In John chapter 5, there was a sheep market that had 5 porches, and dozens of disabled people were laying around there, and an angel at certain times would go in and stir the water. And the first person that got in the water was healed of whatever problem they have. For example, list some of the disabled people there. It says, verse 3, John 5, verse 3 says, blind, tuflos is the Greek word, halt, that's kolo, which means lame, you know, like somebody had a bad foot or they were limping or had bad legs or something. Then there's another group of disabled people there that were called withered. Exeron is the Greek word there. That means to, like somebody who has polio, where you have extremities that are withered up and they're non-functional. Okay? These people are all laying around there, and it says here in verse 3, it says they are waiting for the moving of the water. They're waiting. Okay? Now, eknekomai is the Greek word there. It means anxious expectation. Yeah. they're anxiously awaiting the moving of the water. In other words, they're not just sitting there smoking a cigarette, staring off into space, doing nothing. What's actually happening is these people have anxious expectation of this angel because they're waiting there to get in ahead of somebody else. There's a competition there. Yes. In Luke chapter 8, in verse 40, it says, when it came to pass that when Jesus returned to the other side, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now, the Greek word there for waiting was prostakeo, which means they had set up a watch and they were watching for him. They were looking for him, see? Nobody was disinterested. They said, my gosh, we got to get a security guard out there and watch for him. Where is he? Apodekomai is the other Greek word that means it was translated gladly received him. That means in the Greek to welcome without any reservation. So these people were waiting for Jesus, watching for him, and they were going to welcome him in without any reservations at all. Bang, you're in. That's what they were doing. Can you imagine that? Yeah. These people wanted to see Jesus, and they were anxiously anticipating him. They had an expectation to see him. And as a result of that, my gosh, untold numbers of miracles occurred. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, Abraham looked for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker was God. That Greek word there, exadeketo, means he was looking forward to it. He was looking forward to that city. He wasn't just casually sitting there going, yeah, well, you know what? We'll eventually get a city sooner or later, but you know, it'll come, it'll go, whatever. No, Abraham was looking for it. He was hunting for it, almost like you'd look for eggs on Easter morning if you're a kid or something. You're anxiously looking for it. It's almost like coming down from the bedroom and Christmas morning's there, and you're looking under the tree with kind of an anxious anticipation, waiting for a gift of some kind. Isn't that right? Sure, absolutely. You see, your problem is you don't have any expectation. See, you're not anxiously waiting for God to show up. You go to church, you just kind of pull in the parking lot, you stagger out the car, you go on in. If you go to a mega church, you sign up for the bowling tournament, then you go get a Starbucks or something, and then you just kind of shuffle on in and have a seat and just kind of wait for the choir and the preacher to entertain you or give you some information. You're not going to get a miracle doing that. And you've already proven it. You haven't gotten a miracle. And you're not going to get one. You've got no anticipation. See, the gospel was never set up like we set it up in our churches here in Maricopa County. Churches in Maricopa County are absolutely pathetic. You know, In the book of Acts, when it was time for church, people anxiously anticipated the moving of the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost was given the preeminence, and they received miracles. It was just like another thing everybody received. It was like miracles were like commonplace then. Why? They were anxiously awaiting and receiving the mighty move of the Spirit of God. Yeah, seriously. Church doesn't work anymore. You know why? Because you're just shuffling in there. And then you're shuffling home and, I don't know, heading out to Luby's for lunch or something. It doesn't work that way. You're not getting a miracle. You're sick and you're going to die sick. You're emotionally and mentally ill, you're going to die ill. You know why? Your expectation level is too low. Luke chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus said, quote, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. And every man presses into it. Biazo is the Greek word. That means to violently force your way into something. Almost like breaking down a door to get in to help someone who you hear is sick or choking or something. You're desperate to get through that into that room, so you violently plow your way into it. See, you're not doing that. You don't have any expectation or interest in doing anything of that nature. You're just coasting right now, see? What you're going to do is continue to coast with your illness, and you're going to stay sick and look sick until you die. Why? You don't have any more expectation. The excitement's gone. You're not cranking yourself to get in there. Matthew 11, verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Take it, the Greek word means to seize it, to grip it and grab it, to seize it. Yes. Biataseis is the Greek word. It means men who are violent, aggressive, violent men. Biastas. Yes. Aggressive, violent men. See, you're not violently, aggressively, anticipatingly, excitedly trying to get a miracle from God. Otherwise, you would get one. You can get one. For example, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. A criminally insane man living in tombs looked up and saw Jesus getting off a boat that had just pulled into shore. This demon-possessed man was severely mentally ill with psychosis, schizophrenia, bipolar, and severe clinical depression. He was crying and cutting himself with stones constantly. He was severely mentally ill. When he saw Jesus, the Bible said, he ran down to see him. Now, running indicates motivation. What's your problem? You're coasting, sweetheart. You're not going to get healed. Will you change and repent? Will you do it today? 636-5800. Would you call and fight your way in to get a miracle from God? Would you turn into a spiritually violent person and press your way in and demand the devil take his hands off your body? Demand the devil let your children go? Demand that he let go of your finances and break the financial curse on your family? You see, if you won't fight to get the demons out of your family and out of your mind and out of your body, they're not going to go. They won't go. They're used to fighting, but you're not. You're too casual. Just repent of it. Just fall down on your face. Let the tears flow. Let your heart break before the Lord. Get up a violent, aggressive Christian. Start fighting like a pit bull. Start fighting with fury and press your way in to the kingdom of God and get your miracle from God. It's waiting for you today at the House of Healing, 636-5800. This is Brother Mike. Have a Holy Ghost weekend. Your miracle's waiting for you this Sunday. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.